Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Washington newspaper, The Washington Post, that is, says the United States is preparing to respond to China's cyber espionage by placing sanctions on individuals and companies who have benefited from the theft of trade secrets. China has long been accused of hacking against the U.S., Beijing rejecting those allegations. Authorities in Thailand, who were investigating this month's deadly Bangkok bombing, announced today they had found more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital. They have issued arrest warrants for two suspects, the new ones, a 26-year-old Thai woman and a foreign man. We get more now from VOA Steve Herman in Bangkok.
A photograph of the woman, identified as Wana Suansen, in a hijab, and a sketch of the unnamed male suspect were shown on a special broadcast on all Thai television channels at noon. On Saturday, authorities took into custody a 28-year-old foreign man and said they found explosives, chemicals, ball bearings, and other elements to make pipe bombs, similar to those used in devices that detonated at the Arawan Shrine on August 17th and in the Chao Phraya River adjacent to the Saturn Pier the following day. The blast at the Hindu Shrine, popular with Chinese and other Asian tourists, killed 20 people and wounded more than 100 others, the worst single mass casualty attack in Thailand. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Nigeria's military has uncovered a major Boko Haram bomb-making factory and arrested two leading members of the militant group. Military spokesman Colonel Sani Kukasheka Usman described the discovery as an unprecedented feat, which he says demonstrates the military's determination to defeat Boko Haram as directed by President Muhammadu Buhari. This is VOA News. The interior ministers of Britain, France, and Germany have called for urgent action to address the challenges of thousands of migrants flowing into Europe, which has divided European nations as they debate how to respond. Meanwhile, Hungary says it has arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on charges of human trafficking in connection with the deaths of 71 migrants, mostly from Syria and South Asia, whose bodies were found in a truck left behind on a highway. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the migrant crisis deserves the attention of everyone.
We must understand why people are risking their lives. They are fleeing war, political instability, and insecurity to seek a better future. Our first priority must be saving lives and providing humanitarian assistance.
The migrant crisis is widely seen as the worst humanitarian disaster in Europe since World War II. Iran's Revolutionary Court said